A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on November 11th, 2019. And this is Yekif Stube on Live Talk.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about new immigration regulations in South Africa relating to children unaccompanied by two parents.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and as usual, we call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
Thanks for joining us, and for those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the relaxation of immigration rules relating to children.
The Minister of Home Affairs says the foreign visa exempt children are no longer required to present a birth certificate, parental consent letter, or other supporting documentation such as a death certificate or court order when traveling with one parent, legal guardian, or someone other than a parent or legal guardian.
This waiver, according to the Minister of Home Affairs, is granted on condition that all other requirements for entry and departure from South Africa shall be complied with.
And to join our discussion, please do remember to call us on our number 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. Coffee will make me cough.
Coffee and Cremona.
No, but coffee will make me cough.
It will make you better. Yeah, kunjalo ke lapha lo jonga. Siyalibamba ke udaba lwethu namhlanje lapho sikhangela khona okwenziwe lilizwe leSouth Africa. Kulombiko owethulwe yiMinister of Home Affairs ethi abantwana abaya kweSouth Africa kumbe abavela kweSouth Africa belomzali oyedwa okwamanje sebevunyela ukuthi bachaphelaye. Okusemthethweni bengatholanga ama-affidavits kumbe bengatholanga okubhalwe ngumthethwandaba kumbe khona okukade kudingwa ukuthi kube khona. Siyakwazi ukuthi bekufunakala ama-birth certificate, kufunakala ama-death certificate, kumbe kufunakala umzali ukuthi abhale phansi ukuthi hayi umntwana ungaqhubeka naye. So kuthiwa konke lokho hayi kungani kuyabekwa eceleni, so sungazenzela santando nje ngomntanakho. So ke kodwa ke ulizwe leSouth Africa lithi konke lokho kumele kwenziwe nxa ukuthi umuntu engena kwele South Africa okusemthethweni. So ungathi folokohlwe khona ngale ke kwele South Africa ungene lomntwana kumbe wenze konke ongavunyelwayo bayalibisela ekhaya ngoba labe lingangenanga okusemthethweni. Kunjalo ke nxa uhamba lomntwana ungela maphepha akho okuthi uye khona ngale bayakubisela emuva. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lilibona njani udaba lolu. Sicela lisithumezele inombolo zenu kunombolo ye WhatsApp at 01-202-465-0318. Ye kunjalo ke jonga.
Ah, ndiraiti shamwari. Nasiri kukurukura nyaya inogona kufadza vabereki vakawanda kuZimbabwe nekune dzimwe nyika vanenge vachigara muSouth Africa kana kuti vanoda kushanya muSouth Africa. Takaona svondo rapera nemusi wechishanu gurukota rezvemukati meSouth Africa, mukati menyika, vachisaina mutemo unobvumidza kuti mwana anenge aine mubereki mumwe chete kana kuti munhu anenge achichengeta mwana iyeyo kana kuti anenge aine mumwe waanenge achifamba naye anga asingatarisirwi kunge achizoburitsa magwaro anobva kana kudare kana mabirth certificate nezvimwe zvakadaro kana tsamba inobva kune mumwe mubereki inenge ichipa mvumo yekuti mwana yanga achifambwa naye kupinda muSouth Africa. Vakarerutsa mutemo iwoyo, tinoona kuti vakawanda vabereki vanga vachineteka zvikuru nekuti unofanira kunge uchiwana tsamba inobva kune mumwe mubereki anopa mvumo yekuti ndabvumidza jonga kandemiri kuti anga achifamba nemwana wangu zvazvichinetsa vanhu vakawanda asi vamwe vari kutiyo neimwe nzira zvinogona kuita kuti vana vange vakungobiwa vachitakurwa ingadzi child trafficking nekuti munhu anongoenda ungonopinda nemwana achingotarisira kuti mwana yeka naye nepassport inenge ichingomubvumidza kuti apinde muSouth Africa opindwa naye tichanzwa kwamuri imi vateereri vedu kuti munoona sei nyaya iyoyo chirongwa ndechenyu pindai muchirongwa iye zvino Gibbs tava nemudare wedu wekutanga tina Dr. Vusumuzi Siwanda is with the African Diaspora Global Network in South Africa. Welcome Dr. Siwanda to our show.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me and greetings to your listeners.
Thank you so much. Lamsa, sicela kuti ukhulume ama language
amatatu. Yeah, kunjalo sibili yakubeka kuti jonga. Sikaze ngesikhiwa ke void. So what is your understanding of the new regulations?
Could you please come again?
What is your understanding of the new regulations?
The regulation basically, you know, exonerates foreign parents, you know, from the requirement that they have, you know, for example, unabridged, you know, birth certificates and other requirements, you know, to for traveling with unaccompanied children, particularly maybe even by both their parents and that. Now, what that means is specifically that only people coming from South Africa are going to be allowed, you know, to do this. But South Africans are not allowed to take the children out of the country, you know, without those requirements as were promulgated in 2014. We are very worried about that because that actually, in our view, it shows how much South Africa cares about its people and its children. And, you know, migrant children, therefore, are not protected at all. I mean, you know, South Africa has got one of the best laws. It might appear stringent when it comes to children, you know, the protection of children in terms of the Child Protection Act of 2005 and the children's courts and all that. So just to allow, I know that a lot of migrant parents, for example, like, you know, Zimbabwe, that often want their children to come and visit them during holidays, it's going to give them a reprieve. But our biggest concern is the best interest of the child. And speaking from a legal perspective, I mean, as a legal practitioner, one of the things that I understand is that the best interest of the child, you know, should always be in anyone's mind when dealing with issues that relate to a child. So we cannot just have a law that comes and says migrants can now bring their children without the proper, you know, additional security documentation, and then we get excited about that because one of the biggest problems that we have right now is the issue of child trafficking. And particularly for, I mean, you know, the sex industry or prostitution and drug-related issues. As I'm speaking now, we are sitting with a case that actually, you know, I'm not going to say a lot about it, but we have, you know, a very young lady that traveled to Zimbabwe, from Zimbabwe into South Africa. And the circumstances, you know, under which this young lady traveled and that she's in are actually pointing to, you know, probably, you know, something much bigger that looks like, you know, human trafficking, and we are very content. So the South African government is not doing, you know, the African people a service at all by doing this.
Pakauma hapo Dr. Siwanda. Nekuti wakawanda wari kufunga kuti aiwa zvatovanakira kana vakanga vanga vachinetseka kuti vanga vachiwana tsamba kubva kune mumwe mubereki vanenge vakungokwanisa kungofamba nemwana vari vega. Mungangoti tsanangurei kuti mutemo uyu wakanaka here kana kuti wakaipira vana veZimbabwe. I think we have lost Dr. Vusumuzi Siwanda. We'll try to reconnect.
Yes, we don't know whether we've got another caller or not on the line, so it seems as
yes,
that
hello. Yes. Yes, hello, who is that? Yes, dear now. Mkoma Dominiki. Murukufona murukupi Mkoma Dominiki.
South Africa.
South Africa, tipe ufungwa zenyu.
Na ndiro kuti ndira vatira iri kana rakanaka zvikuru but ma idambudziko ndiro kuti pa boda we ya sa direct kuti pa bethane muri wakanyanyisa kuti kata kami dia ni cuma dia ada mah foreign standard. Kalau kita sambil ni, mungkin Amerika pun boleh, kita mesti tak boleh. Kita mesti tak boleh. Kita mesti tak boleh. Ini final 300 kamu. Ini baru tim ni. Ini kan tim yang aku. Ini mesti tahu tentang something ni. Tapi ni orang yang kita ini nak foreign kali. Tapi mungkin kan dia macam ni tahu tentang kita. Angkanya dari Maria kata orang dah. Ini baru tim ni. Tapi mana ni? Ia sangat pampu.
Mukomar Dominic, tidak pun tahu di mana mesti badar. Cukup mungkin. Why are you paying?
Wanu badar gamaran jadi badar apa yang dibuat? Zauna kan like ini dia macam tipa siapa boleh like. Si zauya pun bawa buka kalau zauya orang ni tambah. Wanu badar macam bawa bukan bukan dia naya apa yang dibuat.
Ndo mapepa kaa ruku nzine South Africa, apana rumwe biparchadi wakana mwini passport yenyu imi, kana mama piwa visa, rima zoa 30, kana shingo rimu odia hizo shukuti mwini passport yenyu, ni mvume kuti mge mchi pinda na kubuda South Africa, apana mwe muna anofana uzenga achukuti chuoko mwomwe, kana mama kubadra chuoko mwomwe kupara mwotraka uko, nukuti mwini mwini mapepa anoku bumza ya kupinda South Africa, abisi kwa nduwa ya kuti unonzi mwana kuti anga achu ya kukuona yuwe baba ku South Africa. Unufana nguwa kasai nafuti samba inenge kuti nganongo acha famba na amai wake ini ndini babu wacho mwisa affidavit nezimwe zvakadaro ndo zvabvisko
na irinda ndiravacha irudzana irudzana ndiri kuti kwaza kuti kana muri dzidzi kwacho icha kubau
eh
uya kune kana mutiani zvakaoma
yeah thank you mkoma munotaura kana munotaura futi chirungu here nekukuluma yeah. All right, Mkoma. Thank you so much. Okay, that's our first caller. Is yes. Mkoma Dominic calling from South Africa. He thinks that this is a welcome move. It will help many parents who have been separated for years from their children. But at the same time, he says there still may be loopholes for corruption at the border, especially on the Zimbabwean side.
Yeah.
They will just tell you don't have such documents and they will ask for money. Yeah. And yeah. I think Dr. Swanda is back.
Yes. Yeah, Dr. Swanda, this is Dr. Swanda. Yes, I was a Dr. Swanda. Yes, I
was
a Dr. Swanda. Yes, I was a Dr. Swanda. Yes, I kodwa ke wena ngubona wakho ubona ngani unoko kwethulwe lelizwe leSouth Africa ungathi ngakho
ngicela ukuthi lo mthetho lo ngiyazi ukuthi abantu abanengi abaphuma endaweni ezifana naseZimbabwe bangakujabulela kakhulu lokho ngoba kusho ukuthi ingane zabo mhlawumbe ezifunde eZimbabwe izokwazi ukuthi zibe nabomalayisha izikole mazivalele zizovakasha kodwa akuyona into esingayijabulela lokho ngoba okokuqala kumele ukuthi abazali babekwazi ukuthi kubalulekile ukwaziwa ukuthi iy'ngane zondlele ngendlela efaneleyo na okokuthi nabazali noma behlukena ke futhi kunesihlukaniso phakathi kwabazali kufanele ukuthi kunesivumelwano uma kuzoba nokuhamba okwemizali ethile ehamba leyo ingane ngoba abazali bethu ukuthi behlukene omunye ekhathi ingane asuke ehambe nayo ayesouth africa omunye ekhale ezimbabwe engakwazi kungenasivumelwano ngakho kubalulekile ukuthi iy'ngane zingatshontshwa umthetho uhlale ufana ngoba lo mthetho lona unekethise ebantwini ababuya ngaphandle kuphela kodwa ukuza la ngeSouth Africa azivumelekanga ukuthi zingaphuma ney'ngane ngaphandle kokunandabe yomgomo okukhomba ukuthi umthetho lona uhlonipha kakhulu amalungelo abantwana balapha eSouth Africa ukudlula abantwana abasuka ngaphandle kungakho kuthiwa lokhu asikube kuyinto enhle ngoba siyazikhathaza kakhulu ngamalungelo ayabantwana ngoba abantwana umakavele bathathwe noyibani ekugcinile phela ngabantwana asebethethwe sikhuluma ngokuthi kulabantwana abadayiswayo ukuthi bakudayisa imizimbo eSouth Africa basuka nekhaya bethengisa ukuthi bazogeke basebenze la bafike badayise ukubunga nakudala nakudala siyeza ukuthi amantombazana bethwalwa ngomalayithi ekule Zimbabwe athi umele fike emadodeni abazali bafike bayadayiselana amadoda lapho umntwana athatha adayiswe ayohlala nendoda angayifuniyo ngoba engasenamali umalayithi ekhula imali yakhe phomathi esiphinde sivumele namhlanje ukuthi kube nemithetho evumele ukuthi abantwana abaphuma ngaphandle bangene ngaphandle kwezincwadi nemvume eyanele kusho lokho ukuthi sivumele iy'ngane zethu ukuthi zibe sengozini ukuthi ziphinde zithunjwe futhi zisetshenziswe ngabantu ngendlela abayithandayo akuyona into esinokuthi ayijabulela lokho
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu sicela ubambe khonapho-ke ifoni ungani yakeleza sizabona iplan ukuthi
hayi
sizabona iplan so uthi sithathe-ke uba usecingweni okwamanje sizakuthiwa-ke kulo baba ecingweni kunjani fowethu sabona baba
yebo
Iye kunjani umoyo?
Iye umoyo.
Iye uVolta moyo. Injani impilo baba?
Aya pile kunjani?
Hayi mpilile. Iye kulomthetho lo kutwa mutsha lo ungathi ningawo.
Mina lo umthetho ngivumelani lawo ngoba uzafaka abantwana engozini bekubuhle kwinjana kulezi ncwadi ezivela kuma parents wonke ukuthi inxa umama efuna ukuhamba lomntwana omunye umzali laye uyasayina iafidavit lasemapolisini yahamba ngale posti bafike bakudinge khonoko bekuprosesa ilungelo labantwana maye umthetho nalowo ungekeli ukukunanzelela khonoko abantwana abaningi bazatshontshwa uzakwazi njani ukuthi umntwana utshontshwe loba akatshontshwanga njengoba kungasela mthetho yakubavikela labo bantwana
ye so wena manje uthi kumele kwenziweni nxa kunje ma
no into kube lenye indlela evikela ilungelo labantwana kungazake kube emahlangeni ukuthi wonke umuntu othwele umntwana uyahamba laye kungaziwa ukuthi umntwana ngowakhe kumbe uso wakhe ngasinxa bekuphi imithetho naleyo ukuthi kube zincwadi lezo akunje lama-birth certificate ukuthi lo othwele umntwana idinga i-birth certificate kuye kubonakale ukuthi umntwana ngowakhe ukuthi ukuze abantwana bavikeleke le mpilo zabantu zibe ngcono ngoba kunjenje ngibona kukubi kakhulu
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke imoyo sibongile ungadinwa kusasa baba
siyabonga
yeah so Mr. Volta Moyo fears that you know this new regulation may put children's lives in danger, says especially when it comes to human trafficking. Says that's very dangerous, and even in terms of prostitution, I think that's the same thing that Mr. Vosumuzi Dube is saying.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think these two agree on that score that this is a dangerous kind of move.
Yeah. Yes, Dr. Swanda, manga muchitsanangura nerurimi rweshona nguva yazo dimukarunaro rwedu ndanda bvunza kuti munoti nemutemo mutsva vakadzikwa uyu vakasainwa na Minister we Home Affairs Sondarapera nemusi wechishanu kuti unga uchibvumidza kupinda nekubuda kwevana vasingazonzi ngavai nemaya magwaro pamusoro pe anenge avabvumidza kufamba angaita mapassport nezvimwe zvakadaro.
Dr. Swanda,
maybe we can cut the phone now and then we call you back because most of our listeners are saying the line is not clear. Maybe if we can call you back.
Okay.
Thank you. We are going to call you back.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
So the line was
Very bad. Listeners are saying, Zika, the line is not clear and all that.
Yeah.
I am not sure whether we have our other guest. Okay, yeah, we're trying to get hold of Mr. Diwama Vinga, who is the Human Rights Watch representative in Southern Africa. And call us there. So maybe you can read from our listeners on there.
What we're getting from the people on Facebook, remember that we are on VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. These are our Facebook pages. Sakile Liline says, hey, kunzima wafowethu. Vela abantu laba sebenza sitshontsha ngoba sibona ukuthi lokhu kuya ngaphi. Kuzobuya ke uGift M. Molisubeng uthi ngibukele babadube. Kuzobuya njalo loMavuso Jabalala uthi indaba yezalwane zeBrunaberg ezibotshiweyo ngamapolisa kuyayangisa, so lolo ngolunye udaba. Kuzobuya ke omunye obhalileyo uLions Mutonori uthi uqinisile ubaba uMoyo. Siyamuzwa ukukhuluma kwesibili. I think here he's referring to Mr. Walter Moyo,
mm-hmm.
was saying there are fears that children may be, you know,
kidnapped and trafficked.
So then, utumoluhle mapena, uti laubugele.
Kunotine wa anzi mkoma Shingi Dube waruti murisei pa Studio 7 aiwa truwa penyu Fraser Chicks Nathan anzi mtemo wawo warirutsira vanhu wakawanda asi zvine njodzi hombe yekubiwa kwevana asi thank you to Home Affairs of South Africa then Thomas Matambanadzo maswara sei pano aiwa taswera zvakanaka zvimwe chete kubva kuna Sibonelizwe Musipa Mpala varikufunza kuti taswera sei mkoma Same Udanisa I think it's Danisa Mpov. And there should be a letter from the police of the area they come from and a cell phone number that can be conducted with the child identifying the voice of the person phoning. The phone should be done with the child and the officer without the other parent. If ungayawe warukupai, then Vivian Mponda, anza avisikunzguikwa, the line is not clear. Boas jayagu, anza zakanaka azo, but jayida kutarisiskwa, pane problem hapo. Well, there are mixed reactions. Some are saying it's good, but... there need to be some checks and balances for this because I think the main concern is on the trafficking of children. We are yet to get back to Dr. Swanda and Mr. Diwama Vinga. Yes, I think we are having problems with the phones.
Yes, and we've got Kumalo Mafio Sten. We are pala lapake nkudleni ye vio indivele utikona linjani basakazi. Lo mteto uright kakhulu into kufanele ibe khona ukuthi ingane ibe ne affidavit. So uyakhuluma lapho ukuthi affidavit is still needed, you know, in all this. So uthi ngokuthi ingane ihamba nobani ngoba ingane iyadula ukudlula ukuza eSouth Africa. Ibe ngena elamalungelo uhamba ebhadala engelamalungelo uhamba ebhadala yonke indlela. So he's saying that you pay a lot of money if you are you've got a kid who doesn't have papers.
But that was so, before this law.
Yeah, he says even if this happens too, it's going to happen because people love money at the border.
They are used to
so
it.
They are used
but
to
it. You have the letter. Maybe I can read the letter.
In a way, can you read it so that people...
Yes, this came from the Department of Home Affairs, head office, and... it was a immigration directive number 22 of 2019, and the headline is foreign children from visa exempt countries entering or departing the Republic of South Africa. Then it was, I quote, I, Dr. P.A. Motsoaledi, MP, Minister of Home Affairs, as with the powers bestowed upon me in terms of Section 31(2)(c) of the Immigration Act 2002, decided to grant a waiver to foreign children from visa-exempt countries entering or departing the Republic from complying the provisions of Regulation 6, subsection 12B of the Immigration Regulations 2014. So this is the letter. Maybe we'll continue. Let me hear from a caller to name Terry.
Yes.
Hello.
What's in the village? What in that?
Yeah, Tata.
Caller, what's in the village? Yeah,
what's
in the village?
Come on, Bob, when that side, and that side, la, go.
Wunjan, go up a buffet.
I will be a cool.
Yeah, I will talk about food to go up a one and Jan.
I didn't have enough.
So
abantwana phela kabazi lutho.
So ujola
bakhulile.
Yeah, ujola.
Ngithi mina indawo lesifuna bona bakhipha umthetho ukuthi khona bona. Egoli ngale umntwana akahambi lokuza efika ngale. Right ongela umntwana ofuna ukuyasebenza ngale bemvalela phandle bamvalelilani.
Ah, so uthi ngcono ke abantu bavunyelwe uyasebenza egoli.
Bavunyelwe bonke abantu ngoba umntwana lona kazizali phela.
Aha.
Umntwana lwana uzalwa nguwe wena ofuna omfunayo khona ngale. Wena ngafika ngale bafuna ipassport, bafuna lokhu yana nalukhana. But then abavume ukuthi khona mina ngihambe noma sengikhulile nginje so ngihambe ngiyefika egoli ngale. Ngifike ngidinga umsebenzi. but nabe bathatha umntwana ukuthi umntwana bevumela umntwana ukuthi khona ngakahambeki umntwana lwana ngasika tshontsho ngale abanye imfula iya igcwele basuke ngale ethi uyachapha umfula lwana ugcwele umntwana lwana athathe ngamanzi kuyabe isaleleni kwabantu
ye lapho abakutshoyo ukuthi nxa kulo mzali onjengompofu esuka lo mntwana kobulawa industrial area kolapho kuyavunyelwa ukuthi uthathe umntanakho kule ncwadi wena zokuthi uyengena kwale South Africa uthathe umntanakho uliyechapha umngcele umntwana basabuzi lokuthi wena uvele umenjani umntwana ube suzichaphela lo mntanakho
asithi thina wena usegoli ngale ufuna umntanakho asuke ngapha eZimbabwe siya ngale ufike uthini komuntu uthi khona kona kabuyendayo umntwana lwana umntwana lwana afika aqathe emfuleni nje sebemthathisa ngezinye iy'ndlela ezingayisizo kuzathiwani
hhayi lapho-ke thina esikubona lapha yikuthi bakhuluma ngabantwana abangahambi labanye abantu nxa ukuthi umntwana lowo eyigaide ubaba lowo kumbe umama lowo eyigaideni yomntwana I think bale ndlela yokuthi babona ukuthi wena ulobuhlobo laye yini kuzobuya ke khonoku ukuthi nxa asithi umalayija uhamba lo mntwana inxa zomntana akho sebe kuvumela so khayazana kube njalo ukuthi bayakubona njani khonoko lami kungani kudidanisa ingqondo kuthithi ingqondo lokho so khonapha kanye laqinisa
hayi ngiyakuzwa Dube ngentsho kwathi mina ngihlala ndifonela but ngihlala ninika inamba yami alifoneli khonapho
hayi lo mntu asijayisile ucingo lwazo lwabubula lapha umpofu wahlwala ithola ucingo so ke siyadaba ukuthi sifonele
ngona namde yabonga kakhulu
hawoli
but into engifisa ukuthi khona kona bengenze ngaba yenze into ezikhululeke uyabona kwamanye amazwe anjengabo lokhu zeni amanye amazwe angale kwanisa ukuzithumela uzingenela ngale South Africa uzingenela Mozambique uzingenela Zambia uzingenela laphe lokhu zeni kuthiwa ngabe eGaborun la uzihambela nje kungela mgoqo but indaba engakwenzi khonoku
wo so wena ufuna ukuthi kube ne-open borders umuntu wonke wala kahle
yes ngoba singabantu ba-Africans soke singabantu abamnyama
sengikuzwile mpofu so akuvula
amabomuntu azihambele ngene ephuma ngene ephuma
aha so singazinzabuza abantu ukuthi ngize ukuthi bathini ngakhonokho okhuluma ngakho sibonge kakhulu mpofu ngothi nakusasa
alright do ngiyabonga ngathi dola lami lingakho
hayi ngiyabuya idola ngiyabuya mhlaba
idola leyo le-America phela liqakathekile ngapha eZimbabwe
hayi liyabuya so iyabuya ingwece utshale phansi
alright
so thank you mpofu mbokele kakhulu so that is Mr. Mpofu
you owe him $1
yeah owe him $1 he said send me $1
it reminds me of the Gringo movie
yes
when dollar John Banda wanted his dollar
exactly so he wants his dollar so he says open the borders
instead
of allowing children whatever he says open the borders
we have Dr. Musimu Swanda Beck and also we now have Mr. Dewama Vinga from Human Rights Watch but let me just finish this paragraph here where I was reading. It's the minister says this means that foreign visa exempt children are no longer required to present a birth certificate, parental consent letter, or other supporting documentation such as a death certificate or court order when traveling with one parent / legal guardian or someone other than a parent / legal guardian. So ndo mamirira zvakaita regai titambire vamavhinga vamavhinga togamuchirai muchirongwa
hama takadi chirongwa vateereri vese tinovakwazisawo nemufaro
aiwa tinotenda tina Dr. Vusumuzi Swanda varipo parunhare muchange muchikurukura pamwe chete navo asi tombonzwa kubva iyi kwamuri imi vamavhinga munoona sei kana kuti ndikande mubvunzo nechirongo kuti what's your take on this move or a development by the South African Home Affairs Ministry of removing these stringent measures when foreign children traveling into South Africa or outside of South Africa?
I think we need to acknowledge that it simplifies things and matters for traveling parents, but it is a self-interested move. That was from a push by South Africa's tourism ministry because South Africa feels that their interest of attracting tourists was being undermined by this requirement. So it is something that is in the interest more of South Africa that the Department of Home Affairs has taken this move. We have, as human rights lawyers in South Africa, many issues that we have been raising with regards to free movement and the movement of and the protection of the rights of migrants, refugees, asylum seekers, which have not been taken on board. But this one is particularly so because it has hurt South Africa's business interests, hence this positive move and change.
Mm. What about these questions being raised by some of our listeners about child trafficking fears?
Well, I think the real issue remains untouched, which is that of rampant corruption and porous borders that is not resolved or is not exacerbated or worsened by this latest move. It is an issue that South Africa needs to address. There is rampant corruption and foreign travelers are often at the receiving end, being asked to pay bribes for them to get into South Africa to be able to travel with families, but also simply to get documentation. Dr. Busmuzi Sibanda will tell you that we have serious issues about undocumented migrants. And at the moment, in Cape Town, we have almost 1,000 asylum seekers and refugees who are really protesting and asking UNHCR that they want to leave South Africa. So this is a huge crisis in Pretoria as well. But the authorities have not addressed these pressing issues that we are raising in South Africa.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mafinga. Please do stay on the line. Before we go to Dr. Swanda, we have a caller who can speak both languages.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a blessing.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yes, Kala is in the way.
Yes.
Kala is in the way.
Yeah, Kala.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah.
Yes. Sabola, ma'am.
Yeah, what's your name?
Ngiyaphila, kunjani?
Siphilile.
Ibizo.
Usebhidwe ukukhuluma usebhinge sinampande.
Oh, kunjani, mama?
Hayi, ngiphilile, sibingile, ezulu linile, hayi, kuyabongeka.
Hawu, ubonike sibonga uNkulunkulu. Akutsho ukuthi wena udaba lolu lokuthi umuntu sengahamba kule South Africa lelo mntwana. Engalancwadi eziveza ukuthi umntwana ume njani isimo sakhe khona.
Yeah, into ekhona ukuthi kukabili okwakuqala ngokuthi umama ubengavunyelwa ukuthi akuhambe lo mntwana ngaphandle kokuthi azize incwadi evela kubaba. So okwakathethi ukuthi sokuvuliwe ukuthi umama angasihamba noma engelancwadi evela kubaba. Kungcono as long as ama-death certificate abantwana. So kuthanya layo ukuthi ule power and uyezwakala ukuthi umntwana ngowakhe.
Mm-hmm.
Because bekukhanya ngathi umntwana ngokababa kuphela, umama vele kala lungele lokuhamba lomntwana.
Mm-hmm.
Okwesi-two, yikuthi kulabantu abathi abantwana bayajuntsa, bayajuntsa, but amapolisa ayabe engathi, imithetho ikhona. Ama-death certificate ayabe khona. Umuntu ozatshontsha umntwana uyabe emtshontshela ukuthi kube njani. Siyakwazi ye. Ukuthi abantwana bayajonga. But the fact ngeyokuthi kakube fair umama la yahambe nabantwana, uyise ahambe nabantwana. Nxa abantwana bebhathisa ugogo. So kungcono ukuthi bonke abazali bangafaka izincwadi zabo kumbeni ama-birth certificate. Kukhona kube le something to prove ukuthi abantwana ngabakabani.
Uzwana ukuthi kuthiwa lapha Madube, Nkosikazi Dube. Kuthiwa ke incwadi le ebhalwe yi-Foreign Affairs, zabala ngesikhiwa. It yabhala phezulu kulapho ukuthi sokulamanye regulations ibe sithi this means that foreign visa exempt children are no longer required to present a birth certificate, parental consent letter or other supporting documentation such as a death certificate or court order when traveling with one parent or legal guardian or someone other than a parent or legal guardian. So lapho kwa birth certificate uyabongelayo futhi.
It's okay. Mina ngile example engikhuluma so. Kubuhlungu kimi ngoba kulabantwana abazalwa ngumntana nami. But uyise uyalo ukuthatha i-birth certificate umntwana lo wazalelwe eSouth Africa. You find it makes it difficult ukuthi when uthatha umntwana lana ubuye la. Mina bengihambile kade eSouth Africa. Ngisiyazama ukukhuluma lo yise.
Mm.
Last time futhi ngahamba 2017 lokhu ngisenza ama negotiations ukuthi ubaba lwana seba divorce lo mntanami ukuthi bathathe i birth certificate sokuhlanzima so ukuthi ngibathatha abazukulu ngibuye la ngibuye labo la ngabe eZimbabwe sokuba nzima because of ubaba kumele siguqe size sisubuka amadolo siloku sinwe ngumuntu manje yabo
akuthi ke
kuba nzima but inxa so kunje so ngilake ukuthi ngihambe kathethi ngibuye labantwana ngapha it's so easy
ye nyawasi abantu
nakahlali labantwana umntana nami ngiyosehlupheka la kule xenophobia abantwana bayabhadalelwa esikolo yena akaparticipate anything it's so quite so kuba nzima ukuthi umama lwana ahlale labantwana kuba ebantwini abadivorsayo but sometimes of course ukuthi kuyajonjwa abantwana kuyajonjwa yes but abantu kababe be honest ukuthi uyanika umntwana umuntu amaziyo
awubone ke kolapho ke khulumile Mrs Dube so just briefly ngesikiwa uyafisa ukukhuluma ngesikiwa ufake just briefly
in English what I'm saying is that when you are two it's okay but if you have divorced it becomes very difficult for one parent to be persuading one father to write an affidavit for you as a mother to go with your children but now it's easier because you can take your children your grandmother can also take those children and come with them to Zimbabwe now people are not shackled in South Africa you can give your children to anybody who is coming home and you remain working for them unlike persuading if he has divorced there is a big problem because it means you to be kneeling down and requesting that a nonsense person who has already divorced and he will be already trying to fix you so that you end up paying something to him.
Now I think you can make sure another
job. Also, also Gibbs, maybe maybe you may have had children with two or three different mothers or fathers.
Yeah.
So which means you have to go to each parent.
Yeah.
And request for that consent letter.
Uh-huh.
That's a
that's
problem.
That's a huge task.
Yes.
So maybe you can talk to him.
I mean, what you prepare might do.
Mrs. Febi Dube, are you still there?
Ndafunga vaenda. Regai tinswe kuna Dr. Siwanda. Dr. Siwanda, we heard from Mr. Mavinga and some of our callers who spoke after you. What's your take on that?
Well, I think, for example, if you listen to what Mrs. Dube was saying, look, she's got a particular case where she's talking about the problem that she has, but again, when people divorce, there is a legal guardian, and there is a custodianship of the children, which is decided by the court who is going to stay with the children. So it's unfortunate that sometimes our people don't know what the law really says and the provisions, because there is no one who can hold someone at ransom, you know, provided that we know who has got, if it's, I mean, if it's equal custodianship, you know, or alternate, you know, I mean, the parenting agreement in particular is very important. When parents divorce, they must have a parenting agreement. They must probably see a family advocate who will tell them about the importance of not using children to fight their own battles so that the children can enjoy the benefits of both parents, because it is parents that divorce and fight, but it is not the children. So now that we should then be seen to try and compromise, you know, the welfare of the children. I mean, you've just read, you know, basically what that provision says, to say the child travels on a birth certificate can be given any other person. I mean, in our view, like I was saying earlier on, that we actually have got quite a number. In about 2 years back or so, I remember a situation where we saw a 16-year-old that had been, I mean, you know, that was coming into the country without documentation. And, you know, because the child was allowed to come without documentation, and, you know, what she was exposed to, you know, and I mean, at the border on the other side is just so gross. And it's a young lady that would have wanted to come into South Africa. And I think, you know, because of that, then you get that a lot of these young kids that even run away, you know, to come into South Africa. We've got another case here of a young child who's at school. And had it been not for the fact that there is a mother and, you know, she can only travel with the mother, that child would have been taken, for example, to travel outside the country with some white men that she was already starting to run away, you know, with. And agree that, you know what, she's in love with a 54-year-old, and we're talking about a 16-year-old child. So what is very important is to realize that the safety of our children, we cannot allow, you know, South Africa to, you know, trivialize the importance, you know, of the lives of migrant children. I think like what Ms. Mavinga was saying, I mean, Mr. Deo was saying that, look, South Africa here is considered its tourism industry, that it is suffering because you know, a lot of people are not coming in. So there are quite a lot of issues, like, you know, the issues of documentation, you know, that we see that needs to be done. But in this particular instance, we need to be very particular to say, as much as this will allow children to come into the country easily, particularly for foreign parents, but are these children safe?
Steph, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Sanda. Mm-hmm. Please do stay on the line. We have a caller. Tinemutere Gibbs. Kuluma na kutaura ni kuspika. Ndiyo mdobo tango wa hini manji. Yes. Magadi.
Baba, ajonga.
Ndiyo nabu.
Mkwasha mkulu wenyika, mkwasha mazezuru.
Mkwasha mazezuru, koteka kufonera ifuti nukuti wanko mfoni enyo haisiku nyato nzuika.
Network, ndiru kusina network.
Yeah, I think we better call you again. We are calling you back. Because the connection is poor. Thank you so much. Mkwasha Mazezuru anonzi vankomo. Yes, he's the only known in law. Mkwasha
Mazezuru.
Yeah, Mkwasha Mazezuru.
Kujalo choka. So, let me go back to Mr. Mavinga. So, Mr. Mavinga, there are these fears that children may be, you know, trafficked and all those kind of other things. So now, how best can the South African government handle this kind of a thing?
I think we need to put things into the, a proper context. We are advocates for the rights of children, and we oppose and condemn trafficking. But what we need to know is that the moves by South Africa were quite unusual, even across the African continent. It was beyond, over and above the normal rigorous checking processes that are required. So South Africa is not scraping completely, but is moving back to a level along with other African states in terms of requirements as well. Because when you have valid documents, there are other ways ensuring that you curb and prevent unauthorized travel for children, especially where there are disputes, there are court processes. You know that in all countries, including in Zimbabwe, the High Court is the upper guardian for every child. So that remains in place. So people get worried because this is really a step back from excessive requirements.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line. Regai tumozawa kutuwa tere, riwarukuti inauti nasi wanenga wane chidikwa dikwa chikunyora Gibbs. Regai tumutuwe ringe shuma. Tichi tulisa wadarewedu mafemo. Anzina Vivian Mponda. I think here we have to say thank you South Africa, because what is our own government doing for us? We apply for a child passport. It takes a year for a babe who is less than 1 year. Mm-hmm. People are suffering at the end. People are staying without documentation. So I think it is a very good idea what the South Africa government did. We thank you. Now Zimbabwe is to offer passport to those kids so that it will be easy for both ways. Then, Danisa, you are looking at those with passport. What about those? They have nothing. As the team of Mutereri keeps wearing a t-shirt. Mutereri, hello?
Hello, Magadi.
Takasimba, ndia nabo?
Mr. Ndonga.
Mr. Ndonga, what are you?
Ndimwarare.
Ah, ndafunga kuti ndonga iri chipinge.
Aiwa.
Taura izvinyo vandonga.
Aiwa, ivaita zvakanaka, vana vanomborana nemapirinzi avo, saka zvinhu zvakanaka chaizvo. Tikozi zvinhu zviri kunoita muZimbabwe muno, saka tinotokurudzira chose kuti hazvaiti idanho rakanaka chose.
Ko vari kuchema kuti vana vanogona kuchitanga kubiwa manje, munhu anongotaura kuti ndiri kufamba nemwana wendi nemvumo yake, hapana mapepa anoratidza kuti mwana atakurwa nani.
Izvozvo zvagara zviri kungoitika, makangozoona vana vari kungobiwa kana mabhodha jamba ari kungokrosa vasina nhikiri mapasipoti. Saka tinongoona kuti zvinhu zvacho zviri kwese zvakare, zvakangonakira rimwe saidi zogoshatira rimwe saidi, asi pakuti vana vaona nemapirizi avo haidanho rakanaka chose.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndonga. Thank you. That's Mr. Ndonga who is supporting this move. He says that's a very welcome development because it gives the opportunity for both parents and children to see each other.
Yes.
Some, you know, haven't met for years.
For years, now yes. They're going to see each other.
Yes,
yeah.
And mm-hmm. on the issue of child trafficking, he says mm-hmm. it still happened even during these stringent measures. Still mm-hmm. trafficking happened, border jumping happened. Yes, let Nkomo, me welcome Mkwasha wangu, Mkwasha Mazezuru, Mr. Nkomo. Ubaba Nkomo, utini?
Baba jonga ndiri right zangu
ndakasimba mukwasha ndoda mombe dzangu vanhu vese vanzwe kuti mukwasha wamazezura asati arora
mureva dzinoto uya kukachawo ndakawandisa futi
ndoza tiri kudai dzodzo
pane pane futi pandaida kutumai kuti moenda ku Instagram wechi 2
pakanaka makangoya nemombe chete asi wechi 2 wacho totanga tagara
ku America ndiri kukutumai ku America iko
totanga tagara pasi newe kutanga tonzwa pfungwa dzake hatingobvumidza kuti mutore wechi 2 chibva mapinda mudariro wangu monya yenyu ndiye iri mudariro chipei tinzwe okay. Munoti
Morosaya Dube baba jonga
yeah. Kuzankopo
mutemo mutemo Dube mirai ndibo kutaurirai
yehe
izo South Africa investment yavo vari kuinvesta handizingoziva munhu kapinda muri 40 munotobhadhara vakubvunza kuti munobhadhara mari mune mari yamuchaspenda kusouth Africa izvo zvasarira isusu nyika yeZimbabwe handiti muri kuzinza hapana mwana weZimbabwe akarejistwa anofanira kubuda asina kudhindisa passport kuboda inofanira kudhindisa mapurisa ekuZimbabwe immigration vakadhidzira basa ravo mai mabuda zvakanaka endai mosvika kubotswana futi modhindisa if you are crossing via Botswana kana uchienda Black Bridge wodhindisa wopinda ikoko zvakanaka izvozvo but kune makoronyera munozviziva tinozviziva izvozvo kune vanhu vadangerous people vanogona kutora advantage iyoyo wosvika kumusha wotora vana vari vega kuti wonyengerawo ndatuma kuti ndivezotora ningi naningi woenda kutengesa vana vedu zvasarira nyika yedu yeZimbabwe kuti vaise mutemo wakaoma kuti chi buda uchiziva kuti mwana ndewako ari kuzivikana nemapurisa nechichi ilalisa maoko ezvino vari kutuka vanhu ndarwadziwa sere kunjanzi maZimbabwe nanonhuhwa kusouth Africa hawisineni tidi kunhuhwa chi kana vachinzi vanhu vatuka vana vedu kuti vari kunhuhwa musabvumire mitemo yemanext door ichipinda penyu munokuvara
thank you chirova ine ndebele kungoti ga
zvanini vati vaviti ndingabvumeri into njaro Dube senzakala tive seseri pemberera ichinzi tapembera sesithavile sithavele into ezingasebenziwo imithetho yesouth Africa taainvesting vainvesta vainvesta kange nanguchere eBotswana lapa eBotswana sevaringasi mutemo kuti asi yenzira amapemiti lamapemiti abantu basebenze emaplazini basebenze ngapi ngapi ukwenzela ukuthi abantu babuye bavuse iBotswana iBotswana isivukukile ngabantu beZimbabwe Dube sekulihlaza manga izingati kungapi ngapi emaplazini ngabantu beZimbabwe ini umthetho wethu welizwe awubophe umuntu wongophuma lo mntwana engayisi wakhe lobe ngowakhe kaphume sazakanauthi uphume ngowakhe uphume ebese siyadindisa isouth Africa la imukele ukuthi uphume ngomthetho singavumeli sibonge ukuthi imithetho yonke ebuya sesithaba yabona abantu abethu kathe sesibazele kathethi Dube abasawazi umthetho wakudala ukuthi kwakuhlonipha umama ahlonitshwe nxa elotsheliwe ekhaya ahlonitshwe aphume kuhle umchado ube umchado sekungamanzwakenzwake nzwakenzwake lokhu akuvunyelwa lokhu
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ye Nkomo sibonge kakhulu Nkomo
hayi lapho thina sifuna ukwazi uyaphilize lilo mthetho abantwana bahlale kuhle Dube
hanjo phela
bangafani le mbuze uyakwazi ukufana nani Dube inzayi baba jonga zakafana nekusungira mbuzi pamuti zoipa machidya uchimirira munhu ari kubva kugori kuti uye zvourayiwa aisingaziva kuti iri kurayiwa hatizvite izvozvo wedu mutemo ndewedu wenyika yedu tirime chibatsi nenzungu nembambaira
nemadhumbevangomo muchidimu tongoti imi muri kukurudzira divi reZimbabwe kuti vadzike mutemo wekuti hapana munhu anofanira kubuda nemwana
chipikirwa
kuti hapana anofanira kubuda nemwana
eyanola izipra lezanda belweni kukhiphilo dizi mthetho sasingabulala amabhunu sasikhipha umthetho kwakuthiwa ngujoshua Nkomo wathi asibulala amabhunu sikhipha umthetho omubi yokuthi kuthiwa there is a dog an african ebhabhunu ewatiwati sanakutshele Dube ngakahamba lenyethiwani safunda mina engicelile kumama esithi siye edorobheni sike edorobheni lafana uhamba into ngenjelumayo uthe sithi mna ngisale emoteni engena kokomitlezi kunuka isinkwa kuphela usemphathelini isinkwa lekhokho ngihamba nihleki abantu ana besikolo bevele esikolo bengihleka lami imitwana besikolo bengihleka ukuthi ilindinja enehambe seyakudla into ezimnani that is not
goodbakithi
from plumpy to mrewa mrewa to watiwati pasi kwakhotha kukhotha kwa bajongati
thank you uyangiza
Thube
yakuzwile sifokile Thobo
umajayivana wathi sengihamba ngenyawo esidabukileyo ilobusunuka senduka amasese
aha hayi sibongile Nkomo
thank you yes gifts to know mtereri arparunare hello
hello ndazungwai
makadi zvenyu
ndiso zvangu makadiwa
tiri vapenyu ndianavo
vanonziva Jenny kana kuti mai mungoni
Jenny mai mungoni maita basa mapinda muchirongwa tipewo pfungwa dzenyu nguva dzaakutiza
ndatenda zvangu inini pachirongwa ndakaida kuti ndive joined pagroup ndasandabata kuti vamwe vasvika pati
tiri kutaura nenyaya yemutemo mutsva wakaiswa kusouth africa wakasainwa naminister wehome affairs svondo rakapera wekuti vana vanenge vachipinda musouth africa havachasungirwa kunge vaine mamwe magwaro akaita semaafidavhiti macourt papers nezvimwe zvakadaro zvinoita kuti vange vachibvumidzwa kufamba nemumwe munhu asiri vabereki vese vari vaviri
mutemo wakadaro iwoyo unotipedzera vana hauna kutomborurama nokuti vana vedu vachanyangariswa zvizhinjisa ndikangofunga zvandafunga endichaba mwana ende ndogona kumunyengerwa zvokuti anobva ava neukamaneni hwakasimba then vanhu vakawanda vacharuza vana vachingonzia nokuti zvakasununguka kuti munhu aite 24 nemwana zvanenge anenge ane mufungo wake mwo wakanaka but kazhinji unenge wakatoipa zvokuti muchaona kuti kushekwa kwevana ichagara irivo pamuromo yavanhu ende pane kwati vane nhamba hombe yekukwirira kuti vanhu varikuseva vana kuti ko vari kunyangaritswa nani
amai mungoni ndanzwa mumwe muteereri wedu abva kutaura mai manje vanoitwa vankomo vachitaura ivo kuti no regai south africa iise mutemo wayo asi zimbabwe inofanira kudzika mutemo wakaoma pane vanenge vachida kuyambukawo nevana munoti ngoti dimu 30 seconds tidzokere kuna vasiwanda nguva dzaakupera
zvakanaka hazvo asi inyaya yokutambudzika futi zvekuti munhu azosiya zvevana kuno kuzimbabwe futi zvichizi ichenge chichirema nekuti zvose kwose kwanguva kutsva kumusana nekudumbu
thank you so much.
Apana,
thank you so much. That's our caller, Jenny Oromai Mungoni. She says that she is not supporting that move, Gibbs, because of the fears of child trafficking. Yes.
I think Dr. Spanda is still there, right?
Yes, still, he's still there.
Dr. Spanda, lokusa kona kumanva. Yeah, so Dr. Spanda, in brief, you have heard all these people, you know, expressing different opinions, but I think the bottom line is some people are saying they fear for the lives of their kids. So what should be done on the Zimbabwean side to protect kids from what these parents are saying?
Well, I think from the Zimbabwean side, Zimbabwe can also introduce its own laws to protect, you know, the children going in and out, you know, to ensure that, you know, parents are with the rightful, you know, claimant either as a father or a mother, and that the other parent is aware that, you know, the child is going to go out of the country. Because once the child, for example, is taken out of the country, if it's a divorce kind of a situation, the other parent might not be able to even know where they are in South Africa, in Polokwane, and would never even see their child. So we need laws that, in a way, protect the interests of the children, just like what South Africa has on its own citizens. Because its citizens, very strict, it's clear, you cannot take a South African child without appropriate documentation. I think we need to stick to that.
So now, do you think that South Africa may at least, you know, discuss some of these issues with their Zimbabwean counterparts to come out with maybe a better way of doing things?
Well, not obvious. South Africa will not do that. I mean, South Africa is interested in the bottom line in terms of, you know, what it sells and what is coming into South Africa. So it's concerned about South Africans and not at all about what is happening in the other countries. So I know they will not be discussing that at all because it does not help, you know, their agenda, which is to maximize profit.
Mm-hmm. Ya paka oma ipapo. Totari saidu nguwa zenge ziru kuti manyei Dr. Siwanda. Manzwa wakawanda wari kuchema kuti dambudziko ombe riripa kuchika kuti wana wanogona kubiwa. Asi pane wauya nepfungwa yekuti regai South Africa ise mutemo wayo. Zimbabwe inofana kusunga dzisimbe panyaya yekuti vana havangobuda. Zvii zvamungataura?
Katika pano ndechekuti chekutanga tinondwa ende takaona nezvozo kuti vanofara kuzoti South Africa ine constitution yakanaka kudarika nyika dzese dzimwe dzakawanda panako. Zvatudo ndezvekuti chinhu chakanaka chinoyemurwa tinoona kuti chakanaka chiri kuitwa apa. Saka mitemo iyi yekuchengetedza vana tinoiona muSouth Africa kuti South Africa haitenderi vana vayo vachingoenda kwese kwese. Kana munhu muSouth Africa achibuda pano achienda nevana anotosungirwa kuti aine mapepa ese akakwana. Nekudaro tiri kutiwo Zimbabwe kana kupi kwese ngatine mitemo inofanana inochengetedza kodzero dzevana kuti tizive kuti vana vedu habiwi. Tingada zvedu kuti tifambe zvinhu zvitirire nyore kuti titore vana vedu nokuti kuZimbabwe kune economize kuita zviri zvakanaka asi hazvitibatsiri uye zvinoita vana vedu munjodzi.
Ndizvo zvacho.
Yes, soke kodoko okatokurira kutongo kuti abantu bangani bakatazekile ngokuti abantu vanavaya bepuma vengena bepuma vengena. Kune mthetho yini ngabunjwa baba Dube ukuti eZimbabwe kona ngale kube lokungathwa hayi abantwana kumele bephume kodwa sokubonakala ukuthi ngabantwana bakabani.
Ngicabanga ukuthi imithetho njengoba besasho ukuthi imithetho lo ofakwe yiSouth Africa, iSouth Africa yona kayivumeli izizalwane zaseSouth Africa ukuthi ziphume nengane zingenamaphephane leyo okufana nama birth certificate, ama unabreed neyincwadi zasenkantolo. Imithetho emihle enza ukuthi kulondoleze amalungelo nabantwana. Nathi siyagqugquzela ukuthi amazwe wonke, hayi nje kuphela iZimbabwe, amazwe wonke kafake imithetho ehlonipha njalo egcina abantwana bephephile. Ngoba sibona abantwana behlala bedingwa nsuku zonke sokuthiwa balahlekile, badlenguliwe, kwenziwe ini. Asenzeni bonke singanelisi ukuthi noma kuzoyenzakala kodwa imithetho kayibe khona evikela abantwana. Yikho sikugqugquzelayo lokho.
Thank you Dr. Swanda, please just stay on the line. Timbonzwa kune vatereri hanzi nevatereri vanyora pano. Mkoma Robert Nyanjoa hanzi it is a good idea because we need each other to grow. Thank you South Africa government. Ndofunga namba iverenga kuita Jane Mukwereza. Maskwera sei mose mose aiwata skwera. Samuel Danisampof, I think they are putting children's lives at a very big risk. We have experienced a lot of child and human trafficking in the past. Who requested for such a porous legislation? This is unacceptable. The documents should be left in force or even made tougher. Let's protect our children. And we are Mkoma Vivian Mponda, nufunga angwa achipindura zanga zatawuruga na Mkoma Danisa. Then Mkoma Samuel Danisa Mpofu wadzoka shokara tukanza. I mean both Mr. Mponda. There is a business in South Africa in human parts. We don't have to be carried away. Who knows their plans behind such a dangerous offer? And fungoti urumende inga isa mtemwe inenge ichi kanganisa vanasa izuzu. Mkoma Fraser Chicks Nathan, and thank you so much Mr. Nkomo for a wise advice. Dufunga mkua shawemaze zuru mfungwea hata ura yeguti ye Zimbabwe ingawa ziko mtemwe ya kauma inaita kutuwa na wasango buda. Ndosa kawaru kutendu wapana.
And you know we're talking about this issue at a time when a 21-year-old woman Simpiwe Mlilo actually appeared in court today, you know, facing charges of abducting and kidnapping a 4-year-old kid from Bulawayo. So now the kid was allegedly, you know, kidnapped on the 30th of October. And, you know, she told the court that it was under the impression that a certain guy who operates between South Africa and Zimbabwe was going to take the kid down to South Africa, maybe for ritual purposes. Is not yet, you know, too clear. Yeah. So now she's going to be sentenced tomorrow. And she was promised only 500 rand. You know, that is going to be your payment for bringing this kid. So which means this guy was going to take the kid across the border without papers, without nothing.
Yeah, but you
maybe that's why people are
having this kind of fear. Yeah. Similar case, Gibbs, where one of the parents, one was in Zimbabwe, the father was in Zimbabwe living with the child, and the mother was in South Africa. And the mother approached some Malaysia guys to help bring the child from Zimbabwe. Yeah. And the only way was to kidnap the child and take him to South Africa. So parents were also involved in
that's right. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's why people are a bit skeptical.
Yes.
Dr. Spanda, your last word, sir.
Everyone who's a parent, I think what we need to do is we need to choose the easy way out. Let us do everything possible to protect our children, you know, even if it is difficult. Let's allow these laws that ensure that human sanctity and the dignity of children is preserved.
Thank you so much, Dr. Spanda. I wish to thank Dr. Spanda and Mr. Joma Vinga. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., saying, let's meet again next time.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, hoping you stay well. Until we meet again here on CJ7 Live Talk, good night.